Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Indiana Pacers are in the NBA Finals right now. Game 5 tonight, all tied at 2 with the Oklahoma City Thunder. You know Indiana's going to be a real challenge in the Eastern Conference next year. I think the Orlando Magic just got better. I hate that they gave up so many draft choices to get Desmond Bane. If I were a Magic fan, I would think, really? But just look at this team for next year. The Magic, Andy, just put themselves into the conversation as best team in the Eastern Conference as well.
I think it's wide open. I think every team in the Eastern Conference kind of looks at it and says, well, look at this. Look what happened to the Knicks. Is Indiana going to be this year what they are next year? I think everyone's chasing Indiana right now, don't you? They've got the perfect formula at this point. But I don't know how that perfect formula plays out during the regular season. And let's see if they can match it again next year. I just feel like everybody in the East thinks they have a shot next year. And so why not? If you're Orlando and you've got that kind of a lineup, why not go for it? Bane is tough. I mean,
Bane's a heck of a player.
I mean, you just added
good
20 points a
player,
game.
Good 3-point shooter. Put him with Jalen Suggs, who's a little, and he averaged 16 points a game this year, but he's often injured, as Dan made the accurate point of. But Suggs is 6'5", really good defender, and can score. Desmond Bane is 6'5", can shoot, good defender. Paolo Banchero, 6'10", can flat out light it up. Franz Wagner, very good. They have Wendell Carter Jr. Tristan Da Silva is a young player who's there, 6'8". This is a team that's going to be, I think, a real threat in the Eastern Conference. More so than that when it comes to the Cavaliers, Andy. And I don't know if this was going to work or if it wasn't going to work. There were rumblings of Darius Garland for Jalen Suggs. Now, would that have been a trade? It might have worked well for both teams, actually, to be perfectly honest. It might have been a fit. But the Magic don't need to make that trade now. They have a scorer or two who allows Jalen Suggs to do what Jalen Suggs does.
You're right about that, about the Cavs' opportunity that might be, if they were in the game on that or not in the game on that or trying to make a deal on that, that appears to be over. I keep thinking about Bane in this deal. I don't know why. And he just, to watch him play, and I don't know if it's because he just wore the number 22, but there's something about him that reminds me of Michael Redd. Like he's just like, He's got that same kind of, I don't know, hopefully it's not the number, but it's just, it's his body type, his ability to play the game, the way he's kind of ruthless going to the hoop, but he can also hit from the outside. I just keep thinking about him playing in Orlando next year, and we know how much trouble they gave us last year in the playoffs. They are going to be a major stumbling block for the Cavs going forward in the next year, too. Yeah, I don't know how you can't look at it that way.
It's a tough matchup, I think.
They're stacked.
They have size in the backcourt, 6'5" starters, and Banchero is 6'10".
Why do you think their core four is better than our core four at this point?
From an individual talent standpoint, I don't know that they are. From a group standpoint, I like their size. Honestly, I think that's what it is. And the one aspect of this, and you know I'm a huge Jared Allen fan, their core four are players who all score, shoot, and handle the ball. And I think that's a really important part of this. Franz Wagner's really good. Paul Banchero's really good. And they're these big, tall guys out on the wing. And Wendell Carter is a good young center. He's only 26. These guys are young, like the Cavs are young. I just think they've set themselves up to really be an interesting matchup for a long time to come, if they can keep it together. That's going to be part of this for them, too. They're going to become one of those teams with, you know, some real salaries locked in. But if you look at the Eastern Conference, Andy,
mm-hmm.
the Cavs are certainly one of the teams to beat.
Right.
Orlando is going to be one of the teams to beat. If Boston, and I've seen some projections that Tatum could be back late in the season from a torn Achilles. That seems really optimistic to me. Does that seem optimistic to you?
Yeah, I do too, but
otherwise,
what does that do for Boston then? You know, does that make them a middle-of-the-pack team? Do they become next year's Indiana Pacers too?
See, Andy,
if he comes back late.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking. If he can come back, let's just even say by March, you know?
Give him a month
he'd
and
be
a half
out
to
almost
ramp up.
Yeah, he'd be out almost a year. If he's back for the playoffs, they're a team to keep an eye on because the rest of their team, and if they keep Porzingis, and we'll see what they do, and you know they could be a team that is okay in the regular season, but you don't want to meet in the playoffs. That could be nasty. Indiana's going to be there. So to me, there's four teams right there.
Did you say Milwaukee too or no?
Not yet.
Mm.
To me, the East is wide open. And before you say, well, the Cavs won 64 games and they were the team. Well, they were the team to beat and they got beat. I haven't said the Knicks yet either.
No. No, you haven't.
Also haven't said, dare we think that Joel Embiid can keep it together for a season and be on the court? I don't know that that's possible. But if he can, Philadelphia could be really nasty. This is no gloom and doom for the Cavs. It's no doom and gloom for anybody in the East. What the East is wide open.
And Miami and Atlanta always seem to be irritating to us.
That's a good word.
They're irritating.
Yeah, that's a good word. I would think you've got six teams that you're keeping an eye on. You know, Milwaukee has Giannis, at least for now. How do you rule that team out? You don't. So it could be a really competitive Eastern Conference next year.
I still don't know how the Cavs get anything done this offseason with that second apron, and I'm going to say it's all blue in the face. They're locked. I just think they're all locked up, and they're going to have to go forward.
Unless you make a trade.
Yeah, but I don't even think – I mean, they have trade restrictions too. I mean, they're all – that second apron that will go into effect into the next league year is not – it is – I just feel like they've got cuffs around their ankles and cuffs with their hands behind their back on trying to make a move in the offseason. Can they figure it out? Yeah. And, you know, when you see a deal like this Orlando deal, Jeff, you know that in the past the Cavs would be like, okay, what do we need to do to be better than that deal to make sure that we're better than that? I don't think – they might think that way, but I don't know that they can make the action happen anymore because of these restrictive rules. I had to talk with somebody over the weekend that is in the know, and they're like, well, you're not wrong when you're saying that we're restricted because they've got it's going to be hard for them to make any moves in the offseason. It's going to be. They're going to have to do some.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Kind of juggling.
And the interesting thing here is, you know, there's no question the Cavs have a terrific team. And they'll be terrific next year, even if they don't make any moves. They'll be really good. But I'll bet you Orlando is going to be really good. And Indiana is going to have, at the very least, you know, an Eastern Conference championship banner to hang, if not an NBA championship banner. We'll see if that can happen. It's just going to be so competitive. Mike is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. What's up, Michael?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Grice Hill went horrible. It rained all day, and you guys were dying for that update. But, we're going to try it again next Saturday.
All right, good luck to you.
Yeah, right. So here's what I got on what you guys are developing into this. It showed its way in the playoffs, and it's kind of like taking back the older days. You know, I'm a little older, but it seems like what's going to happen, not only the size, Jeff, you're pointing to, but it's physicality. And, you know, teams in the Eastern Conference are starting to develop more of a physicality on their roster. And it's something that showed in the playoffs that we didn't do very well with Indiana. We didn't match muscle with muscle very well. And they're going to have to do that next year, I think, because it really is, you know, Orlando's obviously got that, the size, but they also got good physicality with those guys.
Yeah, so I agree with you.
You know, we're kind of headed down that road. You know, we're still going to look sexy in the regular season, of course. But we're going to have to figure out a way to, you know, knock around a little bit more when the time comes, you know, and that's, but Kobe can do it. And you don't be so scared. I mean, afraid of it. I understand it's second eighth and things, but you get his third team involved. There's ways to get things done. And I trust in Kobe. He's developed a roster and he's had to do
it. It's odd. I just don't think it's in Kobe's hands. That's the problem. And I'm sure that they're frustrated in Independence trying to make moves on this stuff because it feels like a lot of the rules that came up with this thing were just, you know, they wanted to come after teams that aren't scared to spend money and didn't care about going over the cap and all that stuff. But, you know, you're talking about having picks in that second apron that are locked as the last pick in the first round moving forward for whatever that's worth. I mean, if you're a good team, that shouldn't matter anyways, but... Yeah, I mean, go in and read that second apron. It's not that I'm scared. I just don't think they can do anything. I think they're going to be, and when they do, I'm going to be really happy. But the bar is extremely low for me on the Cavs trying to make any kind of move, any major significant move, without busting up that core four.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what needs to happen in a way. I'm not sold on which guy. You know, everybody kicks on Jared, you know, for his playoffs. But look, 2 years ago, he had a broken rib. And this year, I mean, we talked a lot about, you know, Darius's injury. We talked a lot about Jared not being a playoff show-up guy. But we've not really talked a lot about how the coaching went in the playoffs. And I got to be honest, you know, we really put a lot of blame on the players. Donovan held the ball too much at the end of the series. You know, it's like, well, where's our coach stepping in on all this? And I know Atkinson was coach of the year, and I think he was a great addition. Don't get me wrong. But I honestly think that he bears some culpability and he's culpable in some of this to – in the event that, you know, he should have intervened more. He should have thought about, you know, entering different guys in the lineup. That's just my thoughts on that. And I don't think we've talked enough about that. So, but if we do shake up the core four, I'm not against it. I still think Kobe, like I said, I go back to him. He's built this roster in Cleveland. Nobody wants to come here. You know what I mean? It's hard.
No, not true. Anymore, though. And Mike, thank you. Donovan Mitchell decided to stay.
Yeah,
you know, and
Kevin Love stayed.
The only thing that I might say,
LeBron came back.
Though
I know he's from here.
Though Kobe's built the roster, he's built a roster that, okay, Can you win with two small ball dominant guards? That's the roster he's built. The answer is, well, yeah, maybe. Maybe, but it just is not a typical way an NBA championship team is built. 216-474-0092. What's your thoughts? Orlando makes this huge deal. They gave up a ton. I think they gave up too much, but they do bring in a guy who makes them a really interesting team and throws them right into it in the Eastern Conference for next year. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.